2009, and we're at the home of Gilbert Herman and Joan Weaver and Rosetta Graff are doing the interview. What is your full name?
Gilbert James Herman.
And where do you currently reside?
530 West 1st, Kinsley, Kansas.
And when and where were you born?
Born in February the 2nd, 1940 or 1924.
Was it the 2nd or the 9th?
9th.
And
1924.
2-9-24. Yeah. And where were you born? In
St. Peter and Paul neighborhood or northwest of Kinsley.
Okay, it was on a farm out there?
A farm.
Can you describe where the farm is?
Well, it's about 2 miles west and 5 miles north of Kinsley.
Well, what were the names of your parents?
Carl and Martha Herman.
Okay, and what was Martha's maiden name?
Weber. My John and my grandmother, I never did know her. She was dead when I was born.
And on your mother's side, the Weber side?
Alex Weber, and I don't remember Grandma's name.
Grandma's. Grandma Weber, that's what her name is.
Yeah.
can you describe the makeup of your household, brothers and sisters, or...
There was six of us in the family. I was the second oldest one. I had one older brother. There was four boys and two girls.
And what were their names?
Gerald, and then me, and then James, then Agatha was her name, but she took Mary later on in life. And Jerome and Janice.
And what was it like growing up in your house? Can you just tell us? You see, you were the second oldest, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about, what the family was like and chores and...
Well, living on a farm, you know, you're pretty close-knit and everything, and just doing chores and stuff. We were, anyway.
What were your chores? When you were little, say.
Milking most. Well, we milked quite a few cows, you know, to make a living.
How many cows did you have?
Well, we usually milked about 10 of them, I think, something like that, by hand. No milker.
And what did you do with the milk then?
Separate from the cream, and they sold the cream.
Where'd they sell it? Did they go on the train? Or?
No. Well, toward the end we had it on the train, but to start with we had a local guy down here, Al Nall, would buy it there then.
Right here in Kinsley.
I'm just
clarifying things for the tape.
And later on we shipped it on the railroad. You could get more for it going back east to where the Hutchinson or Wichita went.
What else did you raise on the farm besides milk cows?
Chickens. Always have a bunch of chickens we'd butcher in this, you know, after buy a bunch of little ones, put them in a brooder house and raise them. The roosters we'd butcher, you know, and have chicken. Had hogs too, you know, pigs. We had a little bit of everything.
And did you farm? Did you raise crops also?
Wheat. Mostly wheat.
Some alfalfa?
No, not. Yeah, we had a little bit of alfalfa ground, not much, so it took a little more, better ground to raise alfalfa than we had there. We had more.
Well, then what'd you feed the cows?
Feed. Sorghum, you know, you'd raise sorghum and put it up in bundles a lot of times.
So when you first started helping your dad, did you have what kind of tractor?
Horses.
Horses. How old were you when you were maneuvering horses?
Well, I didn't really drive the horses, but I remember us having horses. when we was hauling the wheat back there. We'd haul wheat with horses from the combine and everything. Had a hired man then. We was too small to do much scooping or anything. And I remember him scooping it off and then taking the horses and running them back up there to get another load.
And you went to school out there?
Mm-hmm. St. Peter and Paul Parochial School.
What was that like? How many kids?
Well, we had two rooms. Called one the small room, one the big room, you know, from 1 to 4, I think, and then 5 to 8, you know. Graduated out there, I think, in 1937.
From 8th grade?
From the 8th grade.
And you had two teachers then, or?
Two teachers, mm-hmm. The teachers stayed there. There were nuns from Wichita that taught us then, the parochial school.
Memories about that school that you would like to
record? Not really too much. I remember some of my teachers probably, but they were nuns from Wichita, you know, and we used to go there.
And then they lived there by the church?
Yeah, they lived in their house right there by the school. Mm-hmm.
And you had a full-time priest at that time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a pretty big congregation?
Well, yeah, it was pretty good. I wouldn't say a big one, you know, or anything, but we had pretty well. The church would be filled up on Sundays.
And was the family, were there a lot of activities going on at the church, or was it an important part of the community?
Oh, sure it was, yeah, sure. So we were married and everything, and took all our religious classes too there, you know.
What was Christmas like? It's Christmas time. What was Christmas like in your family?
Well, we at first never did really see Santa Claus or nothing that come around, but toward the end they had Santa Claus come around there. And no, during the Depression, there, a lot of times there wasn't that much, you know. We put plates out and they'd fill them up with candy. And
let's talk a little bit about the Depression. What else do you remember about that time?
I remember herding our cattle on the road because we didn't have enough grass. The grass didn't grow enough to get enough for them on the. So we had an old road there next to us, and we herded cattle on that during morning hours. And
this would have been during the Dust Bowl when,
mm-hmm.
you know, when things were so dry. Were you able to keep the cattle alive?
Oh, yeah.
The same herd?
Yeah, that's right. We had a mile of road there we could run them on, and we kind of herded them on that for a while. I remember putting up, when we didn't raise any sorghum or feed, you know, we went out and in the field after harvest and cut some Russian thistles and stubble and piled that up and fed it during the winter time.
Cows couldn't be too particular.
No, they didn't. Couldn't be. We put that stubble up with a header and had an old header, you know, when they didn't have combines. And we boys had to stomp it in the wagon. You pulled the wagon right along, and it had an elevator that went into the wagon. And them thistles got pretty stickery up there.
I think I would remember that job.
Oh, mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about it, but you probably had a big garden, didn't you, when you were growing up or not?
I don't remember the garden so much, but I know we got to the garden, had a garden, yeah.
Because, I mean, we've talked to other people, and that, you know, the Depression, they didn't feel quite so much because of the gardens, and they had enough food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
City folk didn't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always had our, you know, milk and chickens, buy a bunch of chickens, you know, and butcher the roosters and butcher our own hogs and cattle and stuff. And
did anybody out there in that area lose their farms during the Depression?
No, I couldn't. I don't remember. No, not. Because I, you know, wasn't that old then really either, you know.
How about a dust storms? Do you remember
those? Oh, yeah.
Can you describe what they were like?
That one Sunday, it rolled in from the north, and boy, it just got dark and everything. It just, the one that I really remember. Mm-hmm.
Were you at home? Or?
Mm-hmm. It just like kind of nighttime, darn near where that one was. That was the worst one, I think. And I couldn't say what date it was or nothing.
Yeah. People mentioned the Sunday one. Was it Easter? No, it was a Sunday anyway.
I think it was a Sunday, as I remember it.
Did you put the rags over the windows, or was your house pretty tight?
No, it wasn't that tight either. It wasn't none of that tight. No, it was in the house even, you could see the dust, you know, kind of in the air. That's about the only one I really remember that was bad, you know. It really came in.
You never got caught somewhere during one of them?
No.
How about grasshoppers or things like that? You remember?
Toward the end, I know we spread poison around the outside of the fields to keep them from working in, you know. And I don't remember them ever really, what you'd say, a plague of them, you know, that they damage that much crop. I know we'd put poison out for them we could buy here in town and take it out there and spread it.
Well, okay. What brought your, would be grandparents? Did they who came to Edwards County first?
Mm-hmm.
What brought them here? Why? Where were they from?
My granddad was from Germany.
Mm-hmm. And he came right to?
St. Peter and Paul neighborhood up there. In fact, I think the ground the church is built on is what he donated to the church and school in that corner. He only lived about a couple hundred yards from church up there.
And they came to farm?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Homestead it. Mm-hmm.
Homestead it.
Mm-hmm. Were they the Volga Germans?
I don't think my grandpa was. I really don't know what town he was really from. There was quite a bit of stuff. I don't know whether he was married when he got here or whether he married after he got here. I wasn't that much on, what do you call it, family tree or genealogy, no. We've been to Germany a couple times, and we never did look up my relatives back there. We've seen a lot of Hermans back there, and names, you know, Herman name and stuff, because that was a popular name.
Let's see, did you say earlier that you graduated in 1941?
Mm-hmm, from high school. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember Pearl Harbor and what you were doing when you heard that news?
Well, I know it was a Sunday, and I had my motorcycle out, and I was riding around somewhere up north there and talking to people, and when we heard about it,
and
thought that was something awful.
You said that you had a farm deferment to begin with.
Well, not to begin with, no. I got that after, well, my brother was a year older than I was, and he went first, you know, and then I was more or less, you know, a farmhand then there at home. Then my younger brother got old enough to kind of work at home, and then I worked out for a farmer then, too, you know, and stuff, and milk, a dairy, and helped the dairy farm.
And your older brother's name was?
Gerald.
Gerald, and did he go in the Army?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where did he serve?
South Pacific.
South Pacific. Mm-hmm.
From New Guinea. He got over there about a year before I did. And, mm-hmm. We got together over there in the Philippines. He was way up north in the Philippines, and I was way down south in the Philippines, and we got together over there a couple times in Manila.
How were you able to do that?
Hitchhike.
Hitchhike with Pat and had passes?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you communicate to meet up? I mean,
probably talk or writing each other, I imagine. I don't remember.
The letters would get there in time.
Well, I don't know how. I guess that's the way we did. I don't remember telephoning or nothing.
No.
But we got together several times. I went up to see him once, and we met in Manila a couple times. I had pictures of it, but I don't know where they went to. They kind of disappeared in some books.
So your brother went in, and you stayed home and farmed and, mm-hmm. helped and hired out also.
Toward the end, I hired out, yeah.
And how did things change because of boys being drafted and
I think so.
County? I mean,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think your school probably didn't change because it was being taught by nuns anyway, and so there wouldn't have been a shortage of teachers.
Well, my high school there, I graduated in 1941. That's the year the school burnt down, you know. I don't know whether you remember that or...
Not me.
Oh.
Was that a minute?
And we had to go to school in churches, you know, and everything, and graduated in South Park, and it poured down rain. And
hadn't heard that story before.
Mm-hmm.
How many were in your class about?
71, I think.
Wow.
It was a big class at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that was the biggest class there was for quite a while there till they combined with Ophir, and then they had some bigger ones, larger ones.
Then did a lot of your classmates go right into the service?
Some of them went before. That one that VFW out here is named after one of them, Gasser. He was in the Marines and got killed, and one of the first ones that got killed. And it was a while before I went, and you know, when did the war start? December
7th, 41.
41, and I didn't go until 44.
Yeah, so you had just graduated.
Mm-hmm. No, I graduated in 1941. Mm-hmm. I went to the service in 1944.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But Pearl Harbor would have been after you graduated.
Right after, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1941. It was in December of 1941. Mm-hmm.
The nun's
house.
And the nunnery.
And the priest's house.
There were two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And did you have a grocery store?
There was an old store up there, Harry Lewis. He run a store. It had a little bit of everything. The kids go over there and buy candy and everything. And we didn't come to town very often at all. Us kids didn't, anyway. Mm-mm.
And it was Kinsley that you, when you traded, you did come,
mm-hmm,
to Kinsley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we traded in Kinsley. Mm-hmm. Take in some can of cream and sell it a lot of times, and eggs, you know, and sell them and buy the groceries.
And you brought the wheat to town, to Kinsley?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember bringing the wheat to town, too. back in the 30s, 31, 32 there, we had a pretty good crop, but the wheat wasn't worth nothing, you know, about 25 cents a bushel. And I know my dad, I remember him out there one time, we loaded up a load of wheat in the wagon, and there's always a bunch of chaff in it then, you know, and he was out there in the wind throwing it up and let the wind take the chaff out so he'd get a little better price for it and stuff. He had a team of horses and he was ready to haul them in.
Well, how long, do you remember how long it took to get from your house into
not really, no.
I was just thinking, that would take quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about 8 miles, 7-8 miles.
Right, couple hours maybe with a horse?
Probably would. All together, oh yeah.
So did you have a lot of activities at the school? Did you have, like, dinners and dances and things like that?
The parish would. They'd have an annual picnic up there where they serve big meal, you know, and everything. Once a year to make money.
Mm-hmm. Did they have like grade school basketball? Or
no, we have not, didn't have many, no sports at all. Yeah. Never did go out for sports either in Kinsley here either. We kind of had a carpool out there to win, but we always had to go home right after school. We never did get to practice or anything.
Going back, as a kid, what did you do when you had some free time, or didn't you get much free time?
As a real little kid?
Well, or, you know, an elementary kid, what, you know.
Well, after I got bigger, it was a lot of motorcycles.
Yeah,
a motorcycle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how old were you when you got your first motorcycle?
Well, I've got a picture in one of them magazines about that. The
15
first one,
or 16, or
probably something like that. Mm-hmm.
And how did you have to earn that, or
mm-hmm.
how did you earn the money for that?
Well, us boys kind of took turns working out, you know. Afterwards, there was really three of us that could help around the farm, you know, and kind of took turns working out and getting a little money.
Well, what kind of a motorcycle was it?
Harley Davidson.
Oh,
it's about the only one there is.
You started out with Harley, huh?
Where did you buy it?
I bought it off a boy up there, and it was an old one, 1928. I should have kept it, it'd be worth a fortune now. And I think I owned eight of them at one, or all together, I just traded up all the time. You know, I kind of enjoyed riding motorcycles.
Okay, let's. You were drafted, and tell us about, you know, your when you went off to you went on the train to.
Yeah, Leavenworth.
To Leavenworth.
Inducted at Leavenworth. Mm-hmm. Me and another guy from here, Edgar Crockett, we went to together there. Mm-hmm. Then I took my basic at Fort Riley. And that was pretty close, you know, and everything. They let me bring my motorcycle there after a couple of weeks, and weekends I could drive home even, you know. And pretty lucky that way.
Yeah. I think you're the first person we've interviewed that has been at Fort Riley.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, of course, we haven't had all Army, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of lucky. Edgar Crockett got stationed there, too, and he was more. They had a little horse cavalry then, left yet then. But then about that time that we got in there, they did away with all of it. It was all mechanized.
And you were right, being trained for the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do tanks up there, I think.
Well, we kind of had a tank. It was a tracked vehicle with a gun on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long
small
were you
tank.
At Fort Riley?
About 6 months. Maybe, no, not that long. I don't know what. I think basic was 6 weeks, you know, and then I took some some other training there, and then we went to Fort Knox, Kentucky. I got transferred to for my advanced training in tanks, you know. They had bigger tanks there.
Do you have any special memories of Fort Riley first and then Fort Knox? Anything happen that was different?
No, nothing special. I know I get weekend passes always. I'd usually come home, you know, if I get a weekend pass. A lot of times maybe I'd go down to Wichita or something like that. They had a limit on how many miles you could go on a Class A pass. And I remember I got caught in Wichita once. That was too far out of my area.
What was the draw in Wichita? Were there girls?
I don't know. No, just a town. That's a big town, you know.
And you didn't have a girlfriend at this time?
No, I never had a girlfriend. Never cared about men, probably.
Okay, and so you were about how long were you at Fort Knox?
Oh, golly, let's see. Was I was in the States about a year. So I between the two, you know, and stuff.
And then you shipped out from?
Fort Ord, California is where I shipped out from. They got a...
You went on a troop train to California? Or how did you get to California?
No, how the heck did I get to California? Probably. Now that I don't remember. Fort Ord, California is where I shipped out of, I know. I didn't take my motorcycle.
No. Left it at home. You remember the name of the ship that you were on? Or?
No. Well, I think it was in one of them books, but I don't know.
Okay, we'll look that up
okay,
later.
Okay.
Anything you remember about shipping out? Or?
Well, I remember about on the ship there. That was, wasn't in a convoy. We was by ourselves, and we always had to, when they'd see an airplane or something, we all had to go down in the hold there, and it was hotter. And so it was just sweating like heck, I remember.
Were you seasick?
Not that I remember on that, but I was seasick going from the Philippines to Japan. We got for a little bit, I was, but not bad. We went through some pretty rough waters there in the North Sea, I remember, and all that. Didn't feel the best.
So you were on the ship, and where did you first land in the South Pacific, or where were you?
Philippines.
Right to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Were you ever, you said you had to go down below, were you ever attacked on the way?
No. We wasn't in a convoy, we were just kind of on our own.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like in the Philippines?
Well, we'd take showers outside when it rained. We was kind of in a tent city there. I remember that, if you wanted to. It rained about every day, the way it seemed. We were on the southern end. That's where more... I wasn't there that long, you know, and stuff.
Well, where'd you go from there, then?
Japan. That war got over with there, you know, before, and we were preparing to go invade Japan, you know. That's what we was.
So you remember VJ Day, victory over Japan. You remember that day?
Well, not really. I just remember it got over with. I remember when they was dropping them bombs, you know, and stuff. That was big news.
You weren't that far away.
No, well, the Philippines quite a ways from Japan. I couldn't say how far.
What were the soldiers' reactions to the bombs being dropped?
Celebrating.
That you didn't have to fight.
No, we didn't have to fight. No. No, I never seen. But well, we did see some action in the Philippines, mopping up some fanatics, you know, that was there. And snipers. I got in on the tail end of the war.
Where did you land in Japan?
Yokohama. Tokyo.
So you were in Tokyo after the bomb was dropped?
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe? Did you Were you allowed to go where the bomb was?
I knew we never did. I forget how far away that was from Yokohama and Tokyo. And Japan, where we were, was bombed off of bad by B-29 bombers, you know. And it all that was sticking up mostly the chimneys, you know, and stuff. Just the way they said, they really bombed it, burned it out.
And what were your duties in Japan? Where did you spend your time?
Well, we were, for a while there, we just kind of, I don't know, we went out to an airport one time and kind of drove around with our tanks and smashed up a lot of their airplanes. And our duties, and after that, I think we turned our tanks in, and we did, my outfit did guard duty down at the docks, you know. So. And I was motor sergeant, motor pool sergeant, then we kept the equipment all running. And after we turned our tanks in, we didn't have much to do then, you know, just enough to keep the outfit running.
Memories of Japan, or?
Well, working in a motor pool that way, we had a Jeep we could take around everywhere. A lot of times on weekends, we'd go out traveling. Went up Mount Fuji. Kind of went around with some of the cooks and stuff, and they brought stuff, meals along, picnics and what. Well, a lot of them buildings there, the Ernie Pyle Theater and some of that stuff. I don't know whether you heard of that. And then Japan was kind of like our weather. It snowed there too, you know, or where we were. But never got as cold as we do here.
Most people didn't have a camera. How did you? That doesn't sound right. But most people didn't have cameras. But you did, and you've saved the pictures. It's wonderful. But where did you get your camera at? Is that?
That I don't remember.
Because there's pictures of you on the farm, and it's great. But it must have been one of your family's luxuries was a camera.
No, I had. I think it was a little. They have a 127 or something, mm-hmm. I think I had one of those. I sent a lot of pictures home.
Now it looks like you had, like I said, most people we've interviewed have not had pictures. So
oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is, you know, maybe one or two. But it's a marvelous thing that you have so many. So when you came back to the States, were you discharged right away, or did you spend some time somewhere else?
No, I came back to the States, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were discharged right away and mm-hmm. went home?
Well, not right away. I served 6 months there.
Okay, where were you then?
Japan.
No, after you got back, where did you?
Well, I got discharged right away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We landed in Seattle, and I got on a troop train down to Salt Lake City to get discharged. Then another train home.
Were the trains were a lot of military going home?
Mostly, it were troop trains. That's what they were. Yeah, all the troops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my brother got out about 6 months before I did, you know. He went in earlier and had my ego on a point system they did then.
What did you get points for?
For being in length of time, I think, mostly. Mm-hmm. Probably being in battle helped too, I don't remember, but we weren't. Well, it was an experience. I wouldn't, what do you call, say, it was a good experience. It was. For me, anyway, where I didn't, you know, serve or get too much otherwise, battle, you know.
Had you ever been out of Edwards County before you went to Fort Leavenworth to be?
Oh, yeah.
You have, okay.
Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of time. Yeah, well, I remember my dad taking us to Colorado one time, all of us four boys, and around Pikes Peak and stuff, you know.
Did you go by car or train?
Mm-hmm. Car. Mm-hmm. Some kind of vacation. Pictures of that somewhere, I don't know where they were, but.
They're here.
That's quite an experience for us there around Colorado Springs and stuff, Pikes Peak.
It was you and the boys. It was just the boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you fish and that sort of thing?
No, no. Oh, we just traveled around, looked at Saving the Motel and Garden of the Gods and all that stuff out there.
When you came home, from the war.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any celebration or anything?
Not that I remember. No, I remember when we shipped out, you know, from Japan and stuff. They had a band and everything when we loaded up on the boat, you know. And they had a band when we shipped out from Fort Ord, too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that, just when you were shipping out, not
mm-hmm.
coming back.
Mm-hmm. When we were aboard, yeah. Remember going under the Golden Gate Bridge. No, we like to travel, Marie and I do, and we did a lot of traveling in our life.
Well, now, we haven't got to that because you got married in 49, mm-hmm. but how and when did you meet your wife?
Well, school and everything, so you went to the same school we did.
But you did. You weren't sweethearts while you were no, in the war.
No, in the school during the war. No, mm-hmm. That all happened afterwards.
Afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got married and lived still lived out there and farmed.
No, we got married and we were looking for a farm to live on when we went on our honeymoon. My dad, there was a farm coming up for sale and. Somebody wanted it a lot worse than Dad did or we had the money for, so we lived in town then in an apartment for probably 6 months and then we bought our house right here. Been living here ever since. The house was brand new. It was being built and it wasn't finished yet, but then I finished it after we got moved in.
Now you mentioned the honeymoon. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
About everywhere. Well, we took it pretty good. We went out to California and up north to Oregon up there. We had a buddy there I had. And we had to hit North Dakota. I hadn't been in North Dakota yet. It was in all the states but North Dakota, so I had to go to North Dakota yet.
Well, you had traveled.
Mm-hmm.
When you came from the parochial school in Peter Hall and into the high school here, was there any prejudice or adjustments to being in a larger school? Or was there any prejudice because you were Catholic or anything like that?
I don't remember it, but there was. But I think they was at that time they was getting more over it, you know, and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I remember it. I know the folks talking about it and stuff.
What did they say? What did your parents talk about?
Well, you know, there was Ku Klux Klan here and stuff, and there was a little bit of everything around here. I don't remember it very well, but there was at one time.
So there were crosses burned?
Not that I don't remember that. I don't think there was that bad, no.
Okay.
But there was local people here that didn't. Some of the bigger wheels too.
Everybody where you'd grown up were they? That was a Catholic community.
Yeah, it was. But I don't remember in school being. We were some of the first ones from the school up there to go to high school here. Before that, they didn't. A lot of them didn't go to high school.
They just quit at 8th grade.
But I think about every one out of my class went to high school. And didn't have buses or nothing then. We had a carpool kind of. One people one time, one somebody drive. And got a little older, we drove ourselves.
Did you make any use of the GI Bill at all? Did you do any classes for farming?
No, I wasn't eligible then. I got out of the service. I couldn't find a place to live. We didn't, and I lived in town. And if you lived in town, you wasn't eligible for farm bill, for that bill or anything. No, I never got a bit of good out of the GI Bill. Now, if you lived on a farm, you got a lot of help then. But if, which was, you know, about had to do it like that if you didn't live in the farm.
So where did you work when you lived
in town? I did quite a bit of... I worked for the Farm Bureau down here. I run a seed cleaner for them. I run a spray truck for them. I did quite a bit of that. Then I started working for the ASC office down here as a old field man. I'd go out and check all their stuff for them, measure them. Kind of kept me going. I kind of tried to farm, kind of got into farming kind of slow, you know. And my dad gave me an 80 to farm. My father-in-law gave me a little to farm and gradually build up. Didn't have much for equipment. One old tractor and one plow, I think. A drill. In about 51, some ground up at Nest City that Marie's grandpa owned that somebody else was farming. They said I could farm that, so I started farming up there at Nest City. Had a section up there, which was quite a bit of ground at that time, you know.
Did you commute, or did you have a place to stay up there, too?
Well, there for a while I had an old trailer house up there we had. We went custom cutting a couple of years and I had to have a trailer house for that. And we left it up there. Then later on the trailer house went, we had a old bus I made into a camper. I'd take it up there and stayed in it.
Just been curious about, just not necessarily dealing with the war, but we were interested in, of course, out at St. Peter and Paul, I guess there would not have been any Hispanics or blacks that lived in that area, would there?
Huh.
And did you ever have Hispanic farm help or anything? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in town, there were both. Do you remember race relations in Kinsley?
No, I sure don't. I didn't. Because we as kids, you know, I don't think there's much. Probably the older people are ones that more. No, we had a Negro in our class and everything.
And let's see, you were living in town, so do you remember the where Hispanics lived?
Mm-hmm.
Over here, the railroad workers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have some of those kids
no,
in your class?
No, not
too,
that or? I remember. I don't think we had a Spanish speaking in class. We had a Negro, Dorothy Winchester. there were a couple families of Nichols in town, and some of them, the Gaines boys, were real good too in sports and everything.
What about in your unit in the war? Was that an integrated unit, or?
We didn't. It was all.
It was all white.
My unit started out over here, and they put it together in the United States here to start with, you know. And I, when I went over there, I was just a replacement, you know.
Well, so you were moved into men that you didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. Some of our group went there, too. Just a couple of them did, yeah. The rest of them all I didn't know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were from all over? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of them were from back east around Kentucky and Tennessee and in that area.
Did you stay in contact with any of these guys after the war? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple of times, man, a couple of trips. I got out of the war. I had a good motorcycle. I drove around and I'd go visit a bunch of them. But I still do. I still got. But most. Some of that about I run around with mostly are dead now. Oh, we just got a picture from a wife of one of them that we've been keeping contact with. In fact, I think all of them that I run around with real close are dead now.
Now, did Marie have a motorcycle too, or?
About once.
Once? She didn't have your same love of motorcycles then?
No, she never did. Kind of needless to say, though, the first thing that went after we got married was my motorcycle.
Looking back, overall, how do you think World War II affected your life, and then how do you think it affected Kinsley and Edwards County, you know, one at a time?
In what way, you mean?
In
what
whatever
did mean?
Way, how did it affect your life? If what did it add to
your life? I just kind of said just part of it, yeah. I wouldn't, you know, take $1 million for experience and everything a guy got, you know. You know, in a way, it was good for her to get out like that, and I think it was. Because I didn't see that much actual bad combat, you know, and stuff, just to wipe up. And
then when you came home, did you notice differences in Kinsley and Edwards County in the years after the war? What were the changes?
Not that much, I don't think.
Was this always in the city limits, or did they?
Yeah, this always in the city limits.
Okay.
But we lived in an apartment uptown for, well, from April till October.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that very well.
No, not being downtown. But here, you're almost country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty nice here. We got ground right over here, a big area out here where the kids used to ride motorcycles and play ball. And I kind of think it was in 58 when I bought some ground right around town here and kind of got a big round top on there, and I kind of headquarters here all the time.
Different things into these interviews.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Sure.
Different areas.
north there, right by about a mile inside of St. Peter and Paul, there was a big grove of trees, you know. They called it the Herman Grove. And they used to have picnics there and stuff, you know, for
like
church picnics.
Well,
yeah. every year they had some kind of a picnic for St. Peter and Paul. And they used to have them there. I just barely remember that, though. And later on, they had them up at school there, you know, and they built a big dance floor up there, outside dance, where they danced.
Did you brought in bands then? Live music? Bands?
Yeah.
Dances?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it local people that played?
God, I can't remember who all played. I really don't. I never was much for dancing, so... I remember he used to put a wood platform up every year and tear it down after the dance, and they put a cement platform up now. They got.
Did your elementary school have a, did you have band? Was that something that you could do?
No, I was no musically inclined.
Oh, but there was band at school?
Oh, yeah, Kinsley had a pretty good
No,
market.
I meant at your parochial.
No.
There
no,
were no frills.
No music,
there.
No. Not that I know of.
What was Saturday night like in Kinsley?
Wild. It could get. Kinsley,
well,
we were lucky if we got to come in here. We, as a family, we didn't come Saturday night very much. Now, Marie's folks did. They came every Saturday night to a movie and stuff, she kept saying. But I remember I have to get older and stuff where we come by, our, you know, riding my
motorcycle.
Yeah, then I could...
What did you do when you came in on your motorcycle?
Rode around mostly. Or go to the movie. Yeah, I always had a pretty good movie here. I mean, remember, used to stare. I'd always park my motorcycle in front of his place there, and when I got ready to leave, I'd kind of make it too much noise.
I'm beginning to think you had a reputation.
Well, not really. We'd kind of run the cop around a little bit. And Clifford Kirkbride. But he was always nice. I wasn't the only one. We had kind of a motorcycle club here. And
who else was in it? Who?
Oh, God, there's quite a few of them. Dennis Hatchup, Harold Schmidt, and those about two, Richard Schmidt. There was a whole bunch of them. My brother had one, too.
Did you go on little trips like they do today?
Yeah, we'd go to Dodge and places, yeah. Or ride around home here. Jump ditches and stand up on them. And
ever get any injuries?
Yeah.
That was a yes.
But that wasn't... That wasn't when we first started out. That was later in life. Kind of paying for them now.